Christians in Turkey could bear the backlash of the U.S. genocide resolution. An AIDS orphan outreach in Zambia is looking to make a difference one child at a time. And a camp ministry in Uganda keeps hope kindled. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. For more than 90 years, Turkey has hotly denied that the mass killings of Armenians in World War I was genocide. The U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee on Wednesday called it just that, going against the counsel of President Bush and others. With tempers mounting in Turkey, Christians may get the brunt of the backlash, according to Todd Nettleton at Voice of the Martyrs.
Potentially, one of the ways you could strike back is to strike back against Christians, because this could be perceived as Christians ganging up on Turkish Muslims. And that sort of makes a potential target out of the Christians who are in Turkey.
Yesterday, Turkey withdrew their ambassador from the United States for consultations. The resolution will now move to the full House. And though it has inflamed already tense relations, Nettleton says,
regardless of what happens outside the country, regardless of what happens in the halls of the U.S. Congress, the Christians in Turkey are going to continue to be a witness for Christ.
Meanwhile, Aya Network's Rodi Rodehaver agrees the political debacle will hurt ministry in Turkey. While there are many Turkish Christians there, there's still a need for expatriate believers. Rodehaver says this resolution could have a damaging effect on their work.
This kind of an action could overnight have the expats kicked out of the country and the country become more closed. So it's important that we invest in prayer and financially in what God's doing in Turkey.
He says while persecution will be difficult, it almost always helps the church grow. Whatever happens in Congress, Rodehaver believes this politically motivated decision in committee is an indication of where the U.S. is spiritually.
It's a reminder that we're out of touch with our Christian roots, and we have lost some of that moral compass. We've lost that there are other reasons for doing things than political reasons.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Every Orphan's Hope's Gary Snyder says when they started working in Lukasa, Zambia, the church made it clear that orphanages were unacceptable in their culture. But with thousands of AIDS orphans in the community, something had to be done. The church then began asking to move the ministry to the kids.
Our goal is to have 8 homes, and in each home we can hold up to 8 children with a widow and really create a new family. And the church has said if you could build us 8 homes in a community between the 5 or 6 churches that are there, we can minister to their needs and make sure that they're cared for in a loving way.
What difference does one home make against millions of orphans? An eternal one, says Snyder.
We take one child at a time and make sure that they know Christ and that they know that He has a plan for their future. And the task is daunting, it's big, but as they say in Africa, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's exactly the approach we're taking with the orphans.
Next, AMG International is working with a team in Uganda to provide a place to keep hope alive for a group of AIDS orphans. Camp El Har, about an hour's drive from Kampala, is a work in progress. The children are loved and taught about the love of Christ there. There are 18 children living at the facility, but the plan calls for as many as 80 resident children when everything's finished. This month, AMG is trying to raise $25,000 to complete the facilities and staff them. And finally, there's a happy ending to a story we told you about last month. KVTT radio listeners throughout North Texas donated more than 4,000 pairs of shoes during the sold-out concert for Buckner International Shoes for Orphan Souls Outreach. Every pair of shoes makes a big difference to a child who gets a pair. Through the distributions at the orphanages, the team is sharing hope in Jesus' name with children who have broken lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.